Parshas Matos Masei, two beautiful long parshas. There's one particular point I want to bring up, and I think I got clarity today, and I think Baruch Hashem will be able to answer Kashan Rashi. In the Parshas Matos, it discusses the backwards and forwards with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. There was negotiations that have become the prototype of negotiations that the Gemara learns of Tanai Kofel and Tanai Kodin the Maisa and Heng Kodin the Lav, and all the ways of negotiating and contracts are learned from this. And we work through the parasha and we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was choshed them, and they know we only mean to be obliging to come along and fight. There's a whole discussion over there. At the end of the parasha, in the end of the Periklamat base, in Posuk Mem, Vayitza Moshe's Gilad Lamochir Ben Menashe VeYeshebo, Moshe gave Gilad, the place Gilad, to Machir ben Menashe, and he dwelt there. The Yair ben Menashe holach v'yulkoit es chavisayhem. He captured their villages. The Yikra Essen and called them Chavis Yoy. Famous slave called Chavis Yoy. He called them Chavis Yoy. The Noivach holach, and Noivach, somebody called Noivach, went. Yeah, v'yulkoit es Knos v'es b'nei Seho. He went and he captured Knos v'es b'nei Seho and its little villages around there. The Yikra lo Noivach b'shmoi. Vayikrullah Noivach Bishmoy. And he called her or it Noivach in his name. So there's a few interesting diyukim over here. First of all, what really difference does it make what you call them? I mean, end of a parasha, finish, wow. No, what an exciting thing. Ah, Vayikrullah Noivach Bishmoy, fantastic. Big deal, okay? Furthermore, if you're very, very careful, and you'll notice here, one of the most difficult parashas to read is Parashas Matos, because the beginning of the parasha is a lot of a lot of mappik hayes, ishah, yifrenav ishah, yikemen ovim. If you don't read it properly, you're in a lot of trouble. This is Vayikra lo, it should be Vayikra lo, it, her, Noivach b'shmoi. There's a little thing over here, Vayikra, Vayikra lo, ha-hei rofo. The hey over here is weak. In other words, you don't read it a mappik hay. But yikra lo, you read it lo without a lo. You don't. If you read it lo, you correct him. But yikra lo noivach b'shmoi. So Rashi points out, but yikra lo noivach. Says Rashi in Perik and in the Perik Lama base Pasuk Mem base. But yikra noivach lo eino mappik hay. This lo does not have a mappik hay. Does not have a o in it. For isi b'yisoidish Ramesha Darshim, which was the Rebbe of Rashi. Lefi shalai niskayim lo shem ze, because this name in fact did not remain. Lefikoch hi rofa, hu rofa, and therefore the lo over here is weak. Shemashmois medrashoy k'moy loy. In other words, the lo over here is actually reading it vayikra loy. It was not called noivach b'shmoy. Vayikra lo, if we vayikra lo, it was called noivach b'shmoy. Vayikra posel loy. It didn't even end up being called Noivach B'shmoi. It didn't end up being called that's his name. So the lo over it is like a loy. No. Not lo. It, but loy, no. So you don't have a lo to tell me it, but loy as a no. So Rashi says, V'timhani mayidroish b'shrei tevis hadoymis lo. I'd be amazed to know what you darshan with two other places in Tanakh where you have similar things. Only three places in the entire Tanakh where it has lo without a mappik hay, where it's referring to it. Vayoyime lo Boyaz, and Boyaz said to her, Rus, it doesn't say Vayoyime lo, it says Vayoyime lo. Again, without the mappik. And Livnois lo Bayis. It's talking about a Nevuah in Zechariah, we'll see it soon in a minute, Mr. Shem, that to build a house for her. It doesn't say lo, without lo, it says Livnois lo Bayis. So Rashi says, I'd love to know how we deal with that. Says the Ramban, do you really want to know Rashi? So offers a medrash. Rashi says, asks the Ramban. He quotes Rashi, and he says, and exactly what Rashi. So he says, "Vahari harav oitze bolum latira lahalochas alagodas." This completely, hugely filled storehouse of knowledge in Torah and halacha nagoda. Ve ishtam tise. I am amazed. And that he missed out. Zush on the Medrash Rus. These are discussed in Medrash Rus. This is a pasuk in Medrash in Rus, where the pasuk says that Rus said to Boyaz, "You're being so kind to me. I'm trying to find chen in the eyes. And you've been so kind to speak so kindly to your maidservant. And perhaps I won't even be like one of your maidservants. Yeah? I won't be like one of your maidservants. Didn't say to her, Boyaz. Boyaz said to her, this is the hay we're talking about. Says a medrash, what does it mean, Vayoyme lo Boyaz? Says a medrash over here, medrash rabba. Vayoyme lo Boyaz. Vayoyme lo Boyaz. Yeah, what does Boyaz say to her? Chas v'sholem, says a medrash. Omar lo, he said to her, chas v'sholem loy. Vayoyme loy, Boyaz. Boyaz says, no. Ein at min amohois. You're not one of the main servants. Ela min ha'imohois. Who become like the greatest mothers of David HaMelech, and Mashiach will come from you. So here again, she was saying to Boaz something. Vayoyme lo, and he said to her, it's about vayoyme loy, incorrect. You're wrong. You won't be like one of the maid servants. You're going to be like of the mothers. So it's vayoyme lo turns again into the loy. No. But dichvoso says a medrash similarly. We find over here vanoiva cholach vilkodes kenas vesponeseho melameich le omad lo oisa hashem. That name did not stick. The name Noivach did not stick. Lo tried to call the place Noivach. The place Noivach's name did not stick. It did not last very long. Udichvosa, in the third place, he quotes like Rashi brings down, and so does obviously the Balaturim. He says, "Udichvosa vayoyme elai," and it's Novi in Zachariah. Livnois lo bayis be'eret shino. This is a Nevuah of Zechariah, where he sees Malachim carrying this big ephod, this big weight, this big measure, and it's two. There's two malachim who are in the forms of women with wings like a stork, and they're carrying this ephah. And he said, "Where are you taking it?" And they said to him, "I'm taking it to Eretz Shinah." So what are you doing there? I'm taking this ephah in order to build a house in Eretz Shinah. For hucham v'nicha shama mechunasa, and it'll remain over there. So again, this to build for her. Is Eli Livnois Loi Bayis? This house not going to survive. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, this house not going to survive. This is Chanufa and Sheker. The two women are with Chanufa and Sheker. They're coming to a place in Eretz Shinah. This house not going to survive. So the three places where you use Vayoyme Lo, and the Mapik is taken out, and you read it as Loi. Yeah? Loi. It wasn't called Noivach. No, it wasn't. You're not going to be a Shivcha. You're going to be one named Mois. No, you tried to build a house, but no one ever survived. What's the connection between these three things? So Rashi says, I don't know what your darshan. By the way, it looks like Sifse Chachamim, he explains what Pshat is in Rashi, that the Ramban's Kasha. Rashi obviously knew the Medrash. He explains that Rashi's Kasha. But I'd like to propose that the Pshat is as follows. What is the difference between Chavis Yoeh, who the name was given to Chavis Yoeh, and that name remained? And why is it that when it gets to Noivach, the name did not remain? The name never stuck. So there's a beautiful piece in Reb Shimon Schwab, in Mayan Beis HaShe'evo. He says that there's nothing wrong with calling something a property yours. There's nothing wrong with saying this is my car. There's nothing wrong with saying it's my house. There's nothing wrong with saying it's my office. Nothing wrong with saying that. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah? You don't have to be to the extent, you know, I said to a man the other day, you've got such beautiful children. It's not my children, it's Hashem's. Yeah, okay, very sweet, but it's a bit over the top. I mean, okay, you know, it's a, yeah, okay, yeah. There's nothing wrong calling them your children. Here, he called them the Chavos Yoeh, the villages of Yoeh. This is Yoeh's villages. Yoeh's ranches, whatever it be. Yeah, but this belongs to Yoeh. These are the villages of Yoeh. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with the person doing that. Where is the problem? But next pasuk. But when you call the city, not the city of Noivach, but this is Noivach. This is who I am. That's when the problems begin. When a person considers money theirs, that's okay. But when they become their money, and the money becomes them, that is where the problem begins. There's a mishagas in England. You don't have it here because that wouldn't make sense. And there's a mishagas in England to have personalized number plates. You ever seen it? So people are driving around with Shloimi, Yanki, Chaim. So you basically, you put the number, you've seen it? Yeah, you put letters and numbers together, yeah, and you make a number plate from it. Moishi, whatever, yeah, they're all different. Have you seen it? You've seen it, right? And it's like, you go outside the parking lot, and there's a Mercedes, and a BMW, and then a Volvo, and all that, all different names on. So my son said, what is this Mishigas? What is this all about? So I'm saying, Chas v'chlil, I don't mean it for everybody, but the Mishigas, I believe, began that who am I? I am myself, and I drive this car. That's Chavos Yoy. That's a car of Yoy. But in certain places, the car is you, and you are the car. You are defined by what drive. The guy drives a smart car, he's a smart guy. Oh, he's a guy got to respect. He drives around an old banger, he's an old banger. You know, there's nothing left to him. When the car becomes you and you become your car, when you put your name on the car and the car becomes who you are, that's when the problems begin. That has no kium. So that's why Chavos Yoy is fine. To have the property of Yoy, the village of Yoy, that's fine. But when you have something that Yikrolam Noivach Bishmoy, you didn't say the property, that is Noivach. That's who I am. That's where the problems begin. Rishamashim Father Hirsch says similarly, he says that a person shouldn't be remembered for, you know, for the buildings he built or for the money he had. Eile told us Noyach, Noyach, the told us Shemoseim Shal Tzadikim is named after the good ideals. You don't call yourself Noyach, that's who I am by the properties I have. Okay, Ein Shom. But what I believe over here is a message over here, the Torah is giving us over here is, why was it V'yikrolam Noyach B'Shemoy? What was the point behind it that Noivach was not able to retain the name and the name disappeared? Because as we explained, when it's possible for a person to get confused what a Ikka and what's a Tofel, yeah, then everything gets lost. Everything gets lost. There are two other places where that happens, and we see the message in those two other places as well. The other place was by Rus. Rus comes along, and Boaz is amazed. And he says to her, what's going on over here? But young boys, who got me? Tell me. Kol asher sises chamoiseich. What do you do with your mother-in-law? Achrim mois isheich. But tazvi ovich, he left your mother and your father. There is muladateich, he left your land. But telchil amashle yedate to moshulshem. You went to a totally strange nation. How did you do this? Yishalim Hashem pa'olchai. V'teid maskur toch shleimom im Hashem. He was amazing. He's amazed and impressed by the fact that she had the clarity and the determination to leave behind her comforts, her home, everything, her culture. She was a princess. Leave that all behind to become a geyeris. Therefore, carries on the next pasuk. And she says, and now I'm going to be what? Halavai, we want to be maidservants. Says Boaz, no. Vayomer lo, loy, no, you won't be. You are unable to identify the important things in life. You are able to identify what's really important, and therefore your whole life is going to change from now on. I'm going to marry you. Doesn't say it over here, but that's the nevuah. And he took her and he married her, and Malchus Beis David Mashiach came from that. She was able to leave behind the shtus and picked on the ikkah. So there is again a situation of leaving behind something that's not important, and she picked on something that's important, and that's why the law and the lot and the loy changed. I haven't got time to go through this, but the Radak explains that this nevuah over here in Zachari, if you want to have a look at it, it's in Perek Hay, the end of Perek Hay, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches, is referring to the Aseres HaShvatim. The Aseres HaShvatim were very comfortable. It says a Radak over here, they built up their homes, Shabonu Shom Batim, Vakovi Shavosom Shom, and they refused to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they refused to become, to bother, or whatever it was. I'm not going to the whole nevuah over here, but they did not do what they're supposed to be doing. They did not leave behind the comforts of their homes and try and find a king and be with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And therefore they got stuck in Golus. And whatever they tried to build over there, but Eretz Shinah, wasn't successful. Lo turns into a loy. The idea behind all these three things, and that's what I believe is the connection between all three, is where do you put the mapik? Where is the stress? Where is the dot? That's geschmack. Where do you put the stress? In any of these places, you put the mapik in the wrong place, it turns into a loy. And you put the mapik in the right place, and the loy works to your favor. In the case of Noivach, yeah, he made the whole thing, he made money himself and him his money. Then what happened? The lot turns into a loy. It's not going to survive. Your name doesn't exist, it got completely lost. That's what Pasuk said. The lot, whatever belonged to you, turns into a loy. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It's gone. Disappears. In the case of Rus, it was on the contrary. Yeah, she was left behind everything that wasn't important. And there, the law, we translate it as a loy. No, you think it's not going to be like that? It is going to be. Loi, wrong. You're going to be a mother of Klal Yisrael. You're going to build. Something's going to remain for you forever and ever. And the third case over here in Zachar, the Seres HaShvatim, says the Radak, tried to build their homes based on luxury and left behind Torah and left behind Kedush and left behind Klal Yisrael. Therefore, loi, nothing's going to remain from this. That is the mapik over here, You've got to put the stress in the right place. You've got to put the ah in the right place. If the ah is in the right place, working on Torah and Gedullah and Gadlus and Yerushalayim, then it survives. If it's not, then it turns into a loi.